And welcome to special edition number 44 of What's on Joe Mind. We're a fan cast about the world of G.I. Joe. And much like every year in Spain where they have the running of the bulls, this is the fourth consecutive year where we have the reading of the Joe-Con brochure. Joining me as always, my partners, Justin and Mike. Fellas, how you doing?
Very good. Right, how about yourself?
Doing good. Mike and I were talking about our crappy weeks, but we're looking at Joe-Con coming up. Hopefully we got some things on the up and up. Justin, how are you? You didn't join us for our last recording.
No, you're right. I didn't. I was a little under the weather that day and still feeling a little under the weather. But when it comes to the Joe-Con brochure, I'd try to get over it and man up a little bit.
Well, speaking of man it up, we did man up for this particular episode. When we think about all the questions that people ask, we always say, read the brochure, read the brochure. We always send them the link of this podcast about listening to us read the brochure. We realized that there's questions out there and we need to provide answers. And we decided to have none other than Mr. Brian Savage himself from the G.I. Joe Collectors Club answer those questions here on the podcast. He's making like his fourth appearance, which is actually pretty good. Brian, how you doing?
Woohoo, I'm doing good. You know, when you brought up that bull thing in Spain, I was hoping you weren't going to say we're going to just read the bull.
That was a good segue. You should have thought of that, Gary.
You know, so yeah, you blew it there. I'm just telling you.
It's the reading of the bull.
Reading of the bull now.
Come on, people don't read.
We know that. It's just push the button. No, that wasn't it. Push that button. Yeah, no, well, whatever.
All right, so as we always do, Justin is the typical read master, the bull master for this particular episode.
He's going to be the matador.
I'm the matador, yeah.
Justin, go ahead.
All right, now as usual, we don't go through this word by word by word because we're hoping it's in PDF formats, easily accessible on GIJoeCon.com. So hopefully, we don't need to read it word for word for you. But we go down the very basics, kind of take each section by section and try to answer any questions preemptively that we possibly can. So the first page, they're kind of covering, first of all, what you'll experience at the show. The special guest sounds like Morgan Lofting's going to be there, the voice actress for the Baron. Brian Cummings, who's the voice actor for Dr. Mindbender, Zach Hoffman, who is Zartan, all from the Sunbow animated series, and also Kirk Bozigian, the 1980s G.I. Joe marketing manager. And I'm also assuming since Brian's on the show, maybe this isn't necessarily everybody that's going to be there. You may have some future announcements. Is that correct, too?
No, this is pretty much everybody.
That's pretty much it? Okay. That's fine. Yeah. I know sometimes you save some stuff for the website.
Well, we invited some other people. Like, for example, we, of course, invited Larry, and he had something else he couldn't get out of that weekend. So,
okay.
But, you know, some of these guests have been there a lot of times, so it's not always a new person, you know, coming in for everybody. Yeah, some of them are repeats, but some of them we like to have over and over.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's I know Morgan Lofting's been there a couple times. She's always a fantastic guest. So
yeah, she pays us to come.
Yeah. I don't doubt it. And obviously with your membership figure being Dr. Mindbender, it kind of makes sense to get Brian Cummings there too. So that's
right. So you've noticed that special trend, last few years, huh?
What a coincidence.
How about that?
Brian Cummings, former guest of the show.
Zach Hoffman as well.
Although I'm sure Zach will not want to talk with you at all at convention, Justin. He's a Seahawks fan.
Oh. He'll get over it by then, hopefully.
We should probably keep a lid on it because the closer, the fewer voice actors that show up, the closer we get to getting top billing.
I guess you could look at it that way.
I think Brian's probably got a list of about, you know, a few hundred people that would come above us that he voice actors don't show up.
Oh, come on. He loves us. We spend money.
Along with the special guests, there's obviously panels and seminars as well. Special guests and experts in the G.I. Joe community. Don't have a whole lot of information about this yet, but I think things will be announced on G.I.JoeCon.com as they come up. The sales room, of course, with tons of G.I. Joe merchandise. A visit with the Hasbro team.
Yay!
Conspicuously absent last year, but it sounds like we will get some Hasbro representatives at the convention this year. Is that right, Brian?
That is correct. And if you noticed, if you hadn't been in the loop yet and seen like the fan week or fan day coming at Toy Fair, you know, there's no G.I. Joe segment at Toy Fair. Right. And that's because they're going to hold everything and announce it at the convention.
Wow.
Excellent. Definitely something for folks to, you know, make it a little bit more of a destination if you weren't thinking about it already. That's a great opportunity to get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, at Hasbro telling you exactly what to expect this year. And I think it's a good get for sure. The G.I. Joe Film Fest is another thing that's been happening the past couple of years. It's always a lot of fun. See different fan films that fans submit to check out at the convention.
Now, are you guys making a film this year?
We're audio only. You know that.
I guess there'll just be a black screen with audio over everything.
Old timey, yep.
Well, we can do that.
mean, there's been a few people keep asking us if we're going to make, you know, we've had some lovely films made about the staff.
Now, the one that was, what, 2 years ago? That was funny.
Now, we've been asked, and, you know, we may do it, we may not. You know, if we make some films about the fans.
Oh,
that would be awesome. Yeah, that would be cool.
But they'd have to take it tongue in cheek, okay?
Hey, why not?
So,
well, that ends
so
that.
Who knows? Maybe not.
That ends
see
that.
How it goes.
Nice idea, Brian.
Well, we just thought Turnabout was fair play.
You're right. But
I don't.
Yeah, anyway.
I just don't. You know, we're in the United States of the Offended now, so I just don't want to go there.
Probably a safe bet. We also have the contests as usual, customizing and diorama contests, costume contests too. The G.I. Joe customizing class is making a return. Customize and sometimes there's unique parts at those custom classes. I don't know if that's happening.
There will be. Yeah, there will be.
Excellent.
Oh, wow.
Matter of fact, you'll get, you know, some more hints later, but there are some custom pieces being molded for that class.
Wow.
Yeah, they're different skulls from different places.
Excellent.
Cool.
Very cool.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm going to give it my best shot. Local tours, like usual as well, from Springfield, Illinois. Room-to-room trading and the awards dinner.
Keep in mind on the local tours that, you know, Springfield has a little more claim to something than a lot of other places we go, since it is the land of Lincoln, truly. You know, so, mm-hmm. You know, we'll get to that on the last page. But, you know, one whole tour day is all revolving around Lincoln. So if you've ever, you know, been interested in his presidency, then this will be a great day to go out and do this.
Excellent. And now also on page one, we get to talk about the G.I. Joe Con figure sets a little bit. The Springfield Island Peril in Paradise, the 4-inch or 3 3/4-inch set, however you want to break it down. It's Tiger Force versus Iron Grenadiers, 15-figure collector set. We've seen some of the reveals already. Things are looking really good so far. Looks like we're revisiting some of the Iron Grenadiers from both 2012 and 2005, I believe, were the two times that we've covered the Iron Grenadier so far, and getting kind of a combination, some characters from 2005, but in the modern format. So that's looking pretty fun so far. It's looking like General Mayhem's going to be leading the Iron Grenadier side, with Stalker leading Tiger Force. And
I'll just say you hadn't seen nothing yet.
We haven't seen it. All right. We're looking forward to it. I know we've seen, I think, 3 figures so far, but still a lot of fun stuff to see. So I'm really excited.
Well, it only goes up from here.
Oh, I like it.
With the title Peril in Paradise, does this imply that there was some kind of kickback from the Springfield Chamber of Commerce?
No, but we're certainly willing to take it.
See, this is why you need me on your team.
That's right. I should be more, you know, forward looking, shouldn't I?
He should drive you in the cons more often.
That's
Mike.
Right. That's right. Send me a $23 check for gasoline to get me to con more often.
That's right. There you go. Hey, and maybe by then it might be a $17 check.
It could be.
It's true. It's on its way down.
Could be.
So Tiger Force, not only will it come with Sergeant Stalker, but also Dialtone, Big Brawler, Wreckage, Rakondo, and Edwin Lifeline Steen. The Iron Grenadiers have General Mayhem, Metalhead, Undertow Officer, Iron Anvils, and Undertow. 3 of each of the Iron Anvils and the Undertow Troopers. We've seen the Undertow so far. We've seen Dialtone and Wreckage. So far, 3 figures. And I was a little disappointed we didn't get another new reveal today, but that's all right. We'll let that slide, I guess. Maybe.
Brian.
Well, you've had enough this week. No, wait.
We're done. Yeah, he's cutting us off.
Right out.
From the 12-inch side, we have the Adventures of the G.I. Joe Test Pilot, featuring Fantastic Freefall and Descent into Darkness. It's based on a very short run of the 1969 Adventures of series. Tell us a little bit more about this set, Brian, for those of us Real American Hero fans that don't really know the history of this particular...
Well, yeah, in the original brand, you had the military years, you know, from 64, and then, you know, about... They started branching out to the foreign services of the world, foreign soldiers of the world, and, you know, they were looking for other things to do. And so right at the end of the decade, you know, in 69... They really were starting to struggle, and I don't think they really knew what the direction G.I. Joe was going to take. So they were trying to dip their toe in the adventure, you know, team era, but weren't quite there yet. And I don't know if they had that on their mind. It's the funny thing is, we've never been able to find, no one's ever been able to tell us who the guys were that, you know, really brought in the adventure team, and particularly later on, who the guys were that came up with Bullet Man and, you know, things like that. And so we've always been kind of hunting for those people, never been able to find them to get their story to so they could tell us firsthand. But so 69 was this transition year, and you had several pieces that are referred to as red box tops. And that's what this is commemorating. You know, we've done the Talking Pilot in the same box. I believe that's the one we did. It's been so long ago, it all becomes a muddle. But, you know, we're looking at this to celebrate this era of Joe now. And, you know, just because there's really just not been much done with this. And there's so few pieces. On the other hand, there's not a whole lot you can do. So everybody likes a parachute figure, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, this is just another way of expressing it with a cool retro box, you know, that looks like it was made back in 69.
Excellent.
Looks a lot of fun.
It does, absolutely. Yeah, you guys have been doing great jobs on the 12-inch set the past several years. It's been
well, thanks.
Very, very cool.
Well, we've looked back on some of the sets and go, wow, like the Secret Mission to Spy Island. You look at all the pieces that were in stuff like that and just go, holy bejeebers, Batman. There's nothing else more G.I. Joe Adventure Team we could possibly ever make. It just came with everything we could think of.
Yep.
So the struggle is, over time, it's harder and harder and harder to come up with either reimagine themes from the past or, you know, new stuff that is appealing to the group.
Yep. So next we're talking about the actual attendee packages. There's 8 different convention packages available. There's the American Heroes package, which is $375 for Collectors Club members and $445 for others. That contains the 3¾-inch convention 15-figure set for Springfield Island, Peril in Paradise.
And you can join right before you register so you can get the discount.
Yes.
There you go. As part of that that package is a bonus item as well. American Hero attendees get an extra convention piece not available with a non-attending package. You know, typically it may be a small vehicle or something of that nature. It's an attendee exclusive. Then there's the Generals package, which is $340 for Collectors Club members and $410 for others. And again, you can join right before you purchase. It's the 12-inch Adventures of G.I. Joe Test Pilot box set. You get a bunch of the certificate of authenticity and various different things to get you into the convention, get you into all the seminars and the awards dinner and things like that. The Generals package comes with an extra attendee exclusive item as well. There's an AIDS package that goes along with it, $95 per aid for members and $125 for others. It can only be purchased along with either the Generals or the American Heroes package. And it's basically there so that a family member can join the member when they go into the convention, get some admittance to the awards dinner and everything. They don't get any toys with that. And they can basically piggyback along with...
They can hang out.
I got a question for Brian.
Yeah.
Go.
All right. So the one question we often see is, I am a member, and I'm bringing my friend who is not a member. He or she will be an aide. Do they need to be a member?
No. Your membership covers your immediate family. And who's my immediate family? Well, that would be your spouse, your children, your siblings, and your parents. You know, and we'd stretch it out to grandparents, you know, too, okay? Because we've had that happen from time to time. So they're all covered under your membership pricing. Now,
okay. If
it's somebody who's just your buddy or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever the case is, then you just pay the non-member price for them. And when you register in the new software that we're working on, you indicate what their relationship is to you. And, okay. And the other thing I'll say is sometimes we have people that like to register for other members, and that's all fine and good. However, just know that when we open the registration, you must have their login and password, because when you identify them as another member, it's going to ask you for that.
Okay.
And it has to be good, or it's just going to default to non-member pricing, and we can't come back later and adjust it if you just blow through it and don't take the time to make it right.
Okay.
All right. There's also... a sergeant's package, which is $190 for members and $240 for others, gets you access to the sales floor, all seminars, does not include the awards dinner, the event tours or customs class or anything like that. The Homefront Heroes package is basically, it's similar to the American Heroes package, only it's the items are shipped to your home. And obviously, since you're not actually attending the convention, you don't get the attendee exclusive.
No, it's just the non-attending package. Same thing with the base.
There you go. Yep, and the base commander is the same thing for the 12-inch set. Then there's various different package upgrades as we've
It's the golden ticket.
I've got a golden ticket.
It's the infamous golden ticket.
Yes, the golden ticket. It allows you to get early package pickup on Wednesday night and Thursday before regular pickup times.
Don't stand in line.
Exactly. Early shopping at the club store. Exclusive golden ticket pin, first entrance to the exhibit halls, meet and greet reception, which is always a really fun time.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I'll say I've been lucky enough to be able to get the golden ticket the past couple of years, and it really makes a big difference with the show. It's a lot of fun.
Reserve seating?
Yes, reserve seating.
And triple the regular limit on exclusive convention for souvenirs.
Then there's some additional package details, and there's various different pins you can get for being, for ordering within the first 24 hours. Order a second bag set for a little bit of extra after you buy the box set for $255 for the Springfield Island Peril and Paradise set. There's various different things you can do like that to add on to your purchase when you're there.
My question here, Ryan, is the next bullet's what you said. You receive confirmations and a package pickup schedule in March to the email address listed in your registration file. We only have a couple weeks left in February. Is it still looking like registration in February?
Well,
or is that going to be moved to March?
As I stated earlier, we're still trying to get our programmers that we don't like very much at this point to finish the new version so we don't have to use the old version again. And he's close, but there's still probably 13 critical ticket items in the system right now that's got to be corrected before we can turn that on. So we don't know exactly when yet, but as soon as they finish, then we'll turn it on. You know, and I just hope it's more than 15 minutes before the show.
That would be good.
Damn these IT types.
Yeah.
Yeah, damn them.
That was ruin everything.
You can say that again for me.
IT type.
All right, there's also a section here for exhibitor information for folks who want to set up tables. You can get an exhibitor booth approximately 11 feet wide by 8 feet deep and at $400, or you can get single tables, which are $250. Exhibitors who register for multiple booths before March 1st will receive a $25 discount per booth. If you want to be a dealer, if you want to bring some of your stuff to set up at the show, you don't even have to be a dealer. You can run a website or do whatever you want to do. If you want to set up some kind of booth at the show, there's various different options for that.
Yeah, like, you could have a table for a podcast.
Very interesting idea.
That was on page 2. Oh, sorry, that competitor. Never mind.
Oh, no, we love those guys. They're not
our competition. They're who we listen to.
I'm just teasing. You know, they're just bigger guys than y'all are. Oh, scale-wise.
Yeah, they are. They're real cool guys. We were on stage with them last year. And of course, we've had them on the show when we did the announcement for the Dallas site last year.
Yep.
They're cool dudes. But we would love to have a table.
All right. They do have standard electrical hookups at all the booths for $100 per hookup and telephone service for $300.
Now, they don't like to run phone lines.
Yeah, I can tell.
Who needs phone lines run
these
days? Nobody. Okay.
Why, it's $300.
I guess they don't have phone lines in Springfield.
Well, basically, they come out with a can and a string.
I was wondering if they're still on the telegraph over there. I don't know.
That's right. Telegraph. Pony Express comes through twice a week.
As well as the Union Pacific.
Yeah.
The Wells Fargo wagon.
Oh, and that does bring up something. This is one of the few locations we've been to that, you know, some people actually could take the train, you know, like from those in Chicago, perhaps. And the hotel does have, which I'm skipping a bit, free pickup at the, which is nice, at the train station or the airport.
The airfield?
Yeah, it is an airfield. It's pretty small.
It's just kind of a terminal out surrounded by...
Hi, my name's Fred, and I'm with Homeland Security. I'm the only one here.
You got Draper and Duvall listening to us going, hey, that's our hometown.
That's our airport. And they'd probably just go, yeah, that's pretty accurate.
That's our airport, yeah.
Hey, I like it. It's easy out, easy in, dude. I'm telling you.
Well, that's a direct flight for you.
It is. There's direct flight from Dallas.
Nice.
At the risk of going through this stuff word by word, there's a paragraph about shipping and what you want to do to ship stuff into the hotel and for outbound shipping. So if you're planning on shipping anything there, you'll want to check that paragraph out. They've got a nice little section on the special guests, which we did talk about earlier with Morgan Lofton, Kirk Bozigian, and Brian Cummings and Zach Hoffman.
Now, let me ask Brian a question. When you talk with Brian Cummings, was he in Dr. Mindbender mode the entire time?
No.
We had him on the program one time, and he hardly escaped character.
He would never break character.
No,
it was awesome.
It's awesome. You know, like in real life, they don't do that too much.
The hotel is at the President Abraham Lincoln DoubleTree, which is actually attached to the convention center, which is good. If you use the online reservation link at GIJOeCon.com to get your room there, that block I'm sure is filling up. Is it filled up yet, or is there still some space?
Well, it's if you have a problem, let us know, because we're at the point where it's so close to being full. Every time you guess the permeation of how many rooms on what night, and inevitably you always have to move some things around, because if you go in the system and let's say you wanted to stay through Monday and there's not a room on Sunday night, it does tell you there's nothing available. Even though there are rooms on every other night, it doesn't tell you that. So if you run into that, just let the office know, give us a call, and we will send them an email and get them to rearrange the room nights and tell you. Yeah, or send us an email. We'll get you back probably the same day they can fix that.
We were talking off air. Brian loves answering your emails.
Absolutely. Well, actually, I don't get too many. The only problem is I get too many from the same people. I don't mind emails from different people, but, you know.
Today was my day to send them a lot of emails. Sorry.
We go a little bit more in depth into the contest here. They've got the Frank and Joe custom contest. There's a 1/18 scale segment of that. And then there's also a small diorama for the custom 1/6 scale figure, which is a 12-inch figure. Medium diorama for 48 inches by 30 inches. And that's pretty much the limit. You don't go a whole lot. Do you go larger than that? Can you enter a larger one and just enter it as a medium diorama? I know last year somebody did like the whole G.I. Joe pit playset was absolutely humongous. So I don't know if
well,
that's...
on those, to be judged, you've got to stay in the dimension.
Okay.
Because it's not fair to the other people. Mm-hmm. You know, if I decide I'm going to do Lincoln doing Gettysburg Address to Cobra Troopers, hint, hint, and you want to take up six tables to have the field full of soldiers, yeah, that's really not fair to the guy that followed the rules and was in that footprint. So oftentimes the ones that are oversized are not in the contest, but the people wanted to bring them anyway, and that's fine. That's not a problem with that.
We go on to the James Cavanaugh Jr. Memorial Costume Contest.
Oh, boy.
Memorial.
Oh, boy.
Kill him off.
No, he just wins the contest so much that we named it after him, I guess.
Well, that would be honorary. It's not memorial.
That's true.
He dies.
That's a very good point. Okay, honorary, yes. Thanks for the correction. We don't want,
sure,
we don't
anytime.
Want anybody to misconstrue what we're talking about here. It's always a great time. It's at the awards dinner. It's a great costume contest. It's for kids and for adults. There's separate categories. And is it right this year you guys have an actual mobile app in order to vote for? Is it mobile or is it a web app? Or how
it's
does
a,
that work?
It's a web app, but it's mobile. It's designed for mobile devices. And so there shall be no more of shouting by friends and screaming and hollering and jumping up. Well, wait, you can still do that. It just won't count. Okay.
We call that
what we'll have set up, and this is the same way I'm skipping a couple paragraphs to the dinner. We're going to have a new version of the G.I. Don't Know game show that everybody at the dinner can play.
Right.
And then we'll be able to put the results up on the screen, you know, how many people got it right and so on and so forth. And, you know, who's the top dog in terms of knowing their Jodom. But this is the same thing in the costume contest. You'll be able to vote for, you know, your favorite costumes, and then the system will tabulate it. So there's no doubt about it.
All right, let me ask you this real quick, Brian. Yeah. I have a personal phone, a work phone, an iPad. My daughter has her phone. She has a pad. My wife has a pad. If I bring all this stuff into for voting, I literally will have like 8 or 9 votes. Is that something that's possible with this web app? Or is it really going to be one person, one vote? I know we're in Illinois, but I like to vote early, vote often, but... What is it, really one person, one vote?
Yeah, don't get me started about Illinois, okay? So, you know, you bring up an interesting thing. We hadn't really gotten that far into it to see exactly how you could limit it. But I'm going to say I don't think there's a way to do that, to limit it to per person, because it's going to be by device. Yeah, I just can't imagine that's there. So now you've informed everyone how to cheat on this. Thank you. You know, really appreciate that, bringing that up.
I'm just letting James or Dez know that I have 9 votes you can buy.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. You know, so everyone start sending out money to your friends to buy your votes now.
I do like here on the costume contest with the pictures you chose, you have defending champion James Cavanaugh.
Yes.
Dressed as a Creole Zartan. And Dez, who was defending champion last year but did not participate because I don't think her costume was ready. So she technically has not lost her title. James currently holds the title. So we have a Saturday night showdown, folks.
The other thing that's a little different, let me point this out. Since we do not have a charity auction, since we don't have the casino night, okay? and mm-hmm. we can't do, and this is because of the strange and wondrous laws of the state of Illinois, we can't do the casino night there.
It's like Thunderdome.
So that's why we've kind of shifted gears and doing things a little bit differently. So this time, the costume contest winners will win, you know, show dollars like the contest people do. And what that means is you can take that certificate and go to any vendor in the show, including us, and use that just like it's cash. And then the vendors at the end of the event bring that to us, and then we give them cash for the coupons. That way, you can pick out what prize you'd like to have.
So bingo is not going to be won this year.
There's no bingo.
I can hear a lot of disappointed people.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. And it's because of the state of Illinois.
Yes,
chew on that, strudel.
Yeah. It just, you just can't. So, and you really can't since you're sitting in the state capitol where the regulators are. So.
Right. Well, let's just not go back to Illinois anymore, Brian.
Oh, okay.
Twist his arm on that one.
But you can't come back to Indianapolis, all right?
I can?
No, absolutely cannot.
Yes. Yes.
Permanent well, home, why, Indianapolis,
you know, people
Indiana.
Always go, well, you know, we ask on the surveys, and, you know, that's how we get so much feedback about what sets and, you know, kind of places to look at. Because occasionally you'll have a place come up that you didn't know about. But we do a pretty thorough RFP in the whole country to look for different places that – and we do it in the places that we think are workable. We ignore the places that aren't.
I know where you're going with this. It's just the people asking if they're the
contest. Oh, yeah. They're always asking. That's what I was going to say. They're always asking, we ask them where do they want to have it. And most of them will say, in the town that I live in.
Now, right. Why do you want that?
You know, for me, if I was going to something, I'd rather go somewhere else.
Well, Irizarry, did you hear that? That's exactly my point.
You don't run the con, Gary.
So let me go ahead and pre-announce next year's show will be in Indianapolis. So.
Oh, yes. Dang.
Or maybe not.
Oh.
Yes.
Hey, I know you kid about Anchorage. I've seen all those Alaska shows. I wouldn't mind going to Anchorage.
Okay. It's just hard to get the vendors there.
That's true.
It's kind of like that Hawaii show, you know? It's hard to get that UPS truck or that semi truck across the ocean to the island.
No one's thinking logistics.
No, why? No. We figured someday if, you know, the conventions don't work anymore, maybe we'll just have, you know, a G.I. Joe cruise like the KISS cruise.
Hey, there you go.
You know,
hey, I'm up for that.
What we do on it, I don't know. I guess play with scuba diving figures in the pool, but after that, I'm not sure.
All right. The G.I. Joe fan film extravaganza is, we talked about it a little bit earlier. They submit their films of approximately 5 minutes on DVD, and then they screen them for the crowd, and everybody votes for the winner. It sounds like this is not done through the app. This is the standard
applause
method.
We probably will do it, too. We just didn't put that in there.
Then there's seminars and panels, which we talked a little bit about earlier. There's sure to be a great Hasbro seminar. The G.I. Joe Collectors Club Roundtable is a standard one they want to make sure you hit. And there's sounds like there's going to be some other exciting stuff going on, too. Perhaps some stuff with the voice actors and actresses.
Those are the must three, really. It's the Collectors Club Roundtable, Hasbro, and the voice talent. And, of course, if we have one, what's on your mind, that'll be four.
Well, that's the first one, if y'all have one, right?
But of course.
Of course.
But the big three are typically those. Don't let what I'm saying get into your head about the other ones are not worth seeing. All of them are. If Dave Tree comes back and has one, that's always a good one. I know Barry did one on Adventure Team. That was a very good one. Kirk always does one. All the panels are extremely informative. And this is if your first time coming to a convention, you really would probably better yourself spending more time in the panels learning than probably anywhere else on the floor. So
just soak it all in. It's great. The awards dinner and auction, Brian did touch on already with the new version of the G.I. Don't Know game show. And that's always a blast, that whole awards dinner and the whole auction scenario. And sometimes it's casino night. Sounds like that's not happening this year, but it's
now,
still.
So this time it will be an auction with real money.
Oh.
So you can still build your consortium and bid $50,000 on something, but it'll be really $50,000. So just keep that in mind. It's not, you know, casino money.
Yeah.
All right, Troy, you better step up.
Say, Gary, you got to put your wife on lockdown for this one now.
The fact that there's no casino night has already put Debbie on lockdown.
Yeah, true. There's door prizes all throughout the weekend. Hourly door prizes given out at 10 minutes to the hour each day while the sales room is open. And then at 3 p.m. on Sunday, if you're there for the convention there on Sunday, you want to make sure you stick around because there's two free trips for next year's convention.
It's going to Justin and me this time.
All right. You heard it here first.
And must be present to win.
I am looking to be the first repeat.
Come on, Savage. You're not going to allow someone to repeat, are you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
I'm going to, before I bring my little form downstairs, I'm going to stick it in the freezer. So when you feel the cold one, pull that one.
Okay.
Considering how much plane ticket money he gets to put back in his pocket this year.
I was going to say, he got a free pass with Mike this year, so I don't know.
Yeah, so I figured. So what you're telling me,
pictures
on a different colored piece of paper.
It'll work.
If you're looking for the different color piece of paper.
No one will notice at all that there's one piece of paper in there that's a different color.
No, I'm talking about going to the freezer and doing the old Patrick Ewing thing from the NBA draft. Pull the cold one.
Yeah, yeah.
The customizing class, which we did touch on already, John Russell will be heading that thing up, and he always does a great job. And
who's John Russell?
Who's John Russell?
I saw someone on a board. Who's John Russell? And I'm like, come on, man. It's Elliot.
It's just a dude. It's just a dude.
Speaking of dudes, check out Don Anderson's hair in that picture.
Is that hair? Does that qualify?
Yeah, it's receding. There's something going on there.
Don Anderson's something or other. I'm not
sure.
Some
kind of barbed wire thing going.
It looks like he just got up.
Probably did.
What time? Yeah.
8:30 to 4? I mean, yeah.
That was in Dallas, so he might have just glued a tumbleweed up there.
I don't know. I think that picture's actually came out of Florida.
Don didn't go to last year's. He missed out.
I couldn't find that. That was an okay picture, but I didn't have a better one I could find of the class activities. You have to take a better one this year for the next brochure.
Okay, so for this year, when you take pictures, people, when you come to the customizing class, dress up.
Yeah, brush your hair. You know, do something.
Brush your hair. Look respectable.
Yeah, wear your coat and tie and get glue on it.
I would say look better than Don Anderson, but that's kind of redundant.
Oh, boy. The last page here covers
Brian, aren't you glad you came out for this one tonight?
Absolutely not.
Honesty, I love it.
I'm never doing this again.
He's canceling our potential panel as we speak.
It's a good thing you sent me that check so I would do this.
Did you cash it before?
Oh, no, I thought I'd just wait till after. Isn't that okay?
Yeah. Right.
The memo line said, remember, we're still assholes.
Oh, well.
Jeez. You're going to make me bleep something. Oh, God. Okay. Tours.
You can read the brochure without bleeping. That's not good. Yeah, we're on pre-convention tours and events. Wednesday, April 8th from 8:30 to 4:45 is the Abraham Lincoln Tour. All sorts of different landmarks associated with Abraham Lincoln. It looks like a lot of fun. I would just encourage everybody to read all the details in the brochure, see exactly the different places you get to visit, different historical landmarks associated
with. And the most important one is you get to do a Route 66 historic eatery, the Cozy Dog Drive-In.
Nice.
So you don't want to miss that.
That sounds like a blast. Food is in short supply for some of us at the convention, so we'll take all the eats we can get. Then the next day, Thursday, April 9th, from 9 to 3:30, it's the Welcome to Springfield Tour. We'll visit the Illinois State Capitol and go on to the Korean War Museum and various other locations throughout Springfield. Another chance to check out the brochure and kind of read all the details. And looks like, is that going to be a walking tour or is that?
It is. Springfield, if you've never been there, is a very compact city. Let me put it that way. I didn't mean that in a mean way.
No, why not?
It's just the downtown isn't that huge, so you can pretty much walk anywhere downtown without any problem. So it's pretty nice.
I think back in the day they called that a one-horse town. Is that what you're talking about or is it?
No.
It's a one light
town.
But they have the whole row of Lincoln's house and historical buildings are right there, in downtown.
So the last paragraph here is about the convention evening dress and any kind of dietary concerns. Business casual is what we want to see you in if you're not dressing like a Creole figure. Put on.
And what does business casual mean?
That would be khakis and a collared shirt, Brian.
Oh, but not a t-shirt?
No, not a t-shirt and not cargo pants.
Okay.
Or you can borrow Debbie's bra and put on a black ponytail and purple tights.
I don't know. Do you need to bring a man's ear? I don't know.
I don't know. Brian, have you heard that story?
No. Should I?
I can hear the regret in his voice.
He said, no. This is Providence. And James, that was the year he dressed up as Pythona. So that's when James won as Pythona and Brian Kaufman was dressed up as the Terradrome.
Mm-hmm.
James comes up to me just prior to the dinner and goes, I need to ask a favor. It's going to sound kind of weird. Can I borrow one of your wife's bras? And I go to Debbie and I said, Debbie, James wants to borrow one of your bras.
You know, I would have made James go ask Debbie. That'd been much more fun.
I think now he would just wait till you're not in the room and he'd just go through your dresser and find
one. I'm pretty sure that's exactly what he would do.
She goes, yeah, right, costume.
Yeah, so he won wearing Debbie's bra.
So it was really her bra that won.
I was going to say, yeah, did you get some of those show dollars or what?
Where are my show dollars?
That's right. You better go talk to Kavanaugh about that.
Real quick, while we were talking about Kavanaugh, how many different rules have been amended to the costume contest because of him?
I think it's 312.
And still,
I could be wrong. Looking could for be more.
Still looking for more. Now, the new rule is you can't overuse on cardboard.
It's just you have to recycle your costume.
There you go.
The web app is called the James Kavanaugh web app.
Right, right.
Honorary, not memorial, though.
Honorary, right. Not memorial.
It's called Little Jimmy.
Hey, I'm not touching that one.
Yes, probably.
Moving on.
Yeah, it's a good idea. For dietary concerns, if you have any special dietary concerns, just let the club know. Put the information in the special needs information box just to ensure that if you have any kind of gluten allergies or anything else like that, just make sure that the club is aware so the hotel.
We will take care of you, but if we don't know, we can't do it.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
You know, but we don't.
Look respectable, too. Look respectable.
That's right.
Dress up.
Yeah. It's an opportunity to look nice and, hang out with your friends. And yeah, exactly. Be respectable. And I think that pretty much covers the ins and outs of the brochure. I don't know if anybody has any other stuff to add to what we've talked about already.
Are you going to drive Mike there or are you going to fly him, Brian?
I was thinking like a horse-drawn wagon.
Excellent.
Perfect.
See, Justin, you got to fly into St. Louis. You got to get in on that action.
Fly into St. Louis and then take the horse. All right.
Oh, the Clydesdales.
That's right.
There we go.
Well, I was thinking more like Belgium draft horses, but you know.
Either way. I ain't picky. I'll stick the Budweiser theme either way.
Well, there you have it. You know, for people that haven't been to the show, I hope they read through the chatter about how we talk about other people and have fun, because that's what the show's really about. Mm-hmm. You know, the action figures that we collect are really just an excuse to get together, to have a good time and laugh at each other and, you know, pull tricks on each other. And it's just really a lot of fun. I have many good friends I have met through doing the conventions that if we hadn't done the conventions, I would have never met them. There's no way I would have ever run into these people.
That's
really what it's about. It's about the friendships and the camaraderie that you build, you know, by coming to these events.
Yeah, I mean, we spent an hour talking about this brochure, and we talked about the toys for probably, 10 or 15 minutes of that hour, and the rest of the time was talking about everybody we've met at the costume contest and all the people doing the custom class. And Brian is absolutely right. That is what it's about. It's all about meeting fellow Joe fans, making friendships. And I don't even know if I'd be doing this podcast with Gary and Mike right now if it wasn't for getting to know each other at JoeCon. So, I mean, that's where these relationships are built.
Remember, if this is going to be your first event and you don't know anybody, Gary will happily adopt you.
Yes. Yeah,
it's true.
He's got room in his hotel room. Just ask for the guest suite.
We haven't written down all the silly questions we've gotten over the years, but one of the two that we always get, or one that we always get is, how much money should I bring to the convention?
Yes.
And the answer is, all of it. Probably the silliest question I was ever asked, this was, I think, when we were in Providence, someone sent an email or called and said, what time should I leave my house to get to the convention? Well, gee, I don't know, because I don't know where you live. Yeah, we do get some interesting ones sometime that people really hadn't thought through very well before they send it in. But that's okay. We'll still give you a nice answer.
We'll be pleasant about it.
We'll be pleasant about it, too. So if you're one of those guys that asked that question, I'm sorry. I'll just apologize now.
Justin.
Yeah, Justin. Don't ask that anymore.
I'm sorry. You know, I've been to like 12 of these things already. You think I'd know by now.
That is a question we get a lot, too, is how much money I should bring. And we know you're not going to tell us what the exclusives are. We live with that now. We're all right. But I can give you an idea of what last year's was. I'm adding that up right now. And the idea is bring that and just a little bit more.
Yeah, because that's the question everybody's really asking is, what's going to be for sale and, you know, how much is it going to cost? And the typical answer we have is, look at what was there last year and bring about that much or maybe a little more or something in that ballpark, okay? Because there's never going to be terribly a lot of different extra items because we just can't make any more than we already make. But sometimes things are bigger, so that can change the cost a lot in small boutique manufacturing. You know, that's another question we get lost is, why do these things cost so much? Well, the answer is, first, we have to pay for the podcast, you know, and that cost a lot to get them there. No, really, the answer is, even in the numbers that we're doing, these are the most limited edition things of any collector event that are ever made. And I don't think people understand that a lot, that when you're doing boutique or small manufacturing, you can't cut a lot of new tools. We can cut some, but, you know, people always go, well, why don't you make a new figure for every piece? Well, that's fine. How much would you like to pay for the set? You know, is $1,000 okay? Because we can do it. It's not a question of whether we can or can't do it. It's a question of keeping the cost in the footprint, you know, that everybody is comfortable with. And so that's why, you know, you do see tools reused and repaints and things like that. But we also try to add in other stuff to make it more interesting than it was before. And again, in boutique manufacturing, when you're running in numbers, you know, like these are, the factories, for example, for one piece we're having made, this is a transformer piece. It's a new factory we've never dealt with before. We said, well, we need 2,500. And they said, our minimum order quantity is 10,000. Yeah, I don't need 10,000. I need 2,500. So you just price the 2,500 like it's 10,000, okay? And so that's what happens is these factories have a MOQ or minimum order quantity that they have to have, or that's their standard thing that they run to the factory. And so it just anything less than that and it gets, you know, it's just the price is just, you know, to somebody like Hasbro, the price would be crazy, you know, for what they get it for, because they make, you know, tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of stuff sometimes. And so the per piece cost goes way down. But when it's so few, you still have to cut the same amount of line tools. And those are the deco tools. And, you know, if you actually have to mold a piece, you have to cut a tool for that. And that can get really expensive over time. So I hope that makes more sense.
So last year, they had the Rescue Ops 2-pack for $58, Zombie 3-pack for $69, the Joseph Colton carded for $30, the Septic Kiss Tank for $72, the Creo set for $37, the VTOL for $65, the Rescue Op 4x4 for $69. Okay, that's just the first group. So if on package pickup night, then you turn right around and go to line, those are the exclusives that you can get right then and there. I think that number is 400 even for everything. So 400 for exclusives and a little bit more. And that doesn't include later in the weekend, the Night Force Crazy Legs. So you know the club's going to screw you and not being able to get a parachute figure.
Hey, I heard that. Well, that's okay. We won't let you steal as many of them when we do the parachute drop.
Hey,
I resemble that remark.
And then we got the Havoc Mark II that was out last year. You might not know already, but will this club exclusive Cobra Shark and the Sub Viper be there for sale, or is that not known yet?
I don't think so.
Okay. So you might want to have yourself an extra $50 there on hand if that's available, in addition to the $30 for the parachute trooper if you don't catch one or steal it from some kid's hand. And then I'm assuming the Mindbender carded will be in the $30 range like it's have been the last couple of years.
I'm not even sure those are going to be there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, some of them will be, but maybe not that many. The issue that we're fighting right now is our friendly unions on the West Coast have started delaying ships. And right now I'm told as of this week, some cargo vessels are being delayed 3 weeks in the water. And so if they're delayed 3 weeks on the water, we're going to be standing there looking at each other, you know, going, yeah, this is what it would look like if we had them here.
Wasn't there a year that the 12-inch set wasn't available?
That happened a long time ago, because what happened was all the pieces were made, and this was back the Flying Tiger set, okay? And the pieces were made, and they were sitting at the factory. They were made early, extra early that year. And some Chinese government officials came through, and of course, on the back of the jacket is the flag, you know, the old flag, which is actually the Taiwan flag, okay? And so they said, yeah,
they don't like that.
We're going to confiscate all these. And so they did. So we had to remake everything at different factories and spread it all around and ship it in here and then assemble it and ship them after the fact.
Wow.
Ooh.
There's stuff that happens. I mean, we may even have to air freight stuff in. You know, and air freighting could be anywhere from $20,000 to $40,000 just to make sure it's here, which is a really unhappy number. So we'll see. Maybe not. But we're checking some alternate ports right now to try not to bring the stuff to the West Coast. But, you know, there's a lot of struggles that y'all don't ever even know that we go through, you know, to get this stuff here. And oftentimes it can be very tough or very expensive, but we just have to bear the cost and bite our lip, and that's the way it is.
Us on this show, we've always certainly been pretty favorable of the club. We appreciate your efforts. We understand that there's things outside your control. So thanks for all you do, and thanks for joining us on this show to answer some of these questions.
Sure. Well, we appreciate that, and we know that there's a lot more positive people out there than the negative people.
Yeah, screw them.
Because as Taylor Swift says, you know, haters are going to hate, right? I thought y'all liked that reference.
There we go.
I only got that reference because of my 10-year-old daughter. That's the only
thing. Oh, well, there you go. See, so.
Undershot our audience.
Y'all are going, who's Taylor Swift?
She's a former FFA member.
There you go. You can't beat that.
You heard it here first. Tiger Force Terrordrome at the con.
I think Brian just dropped his mic and walked out.
No, so. So do we need to play Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me here?
You know, Brian, any idea how much a pterodrome would cost
to where I
nowadays?
Asked you guys, wait, this is, I don't know if you know the show, but on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me radio show, they asked the guests, if there was something to happen, what would that be? So the question I have to y'all, and y'all have, you know, like 20 seconds to come up with a intelligent or not intelligent answer, your option, okay, is if funds were unlimited, what would the club be bringing to the show for you to get?
If funds were unlimited.
Whose funds? Yours or ours?
Ours.
Okay.
If cost was no object.
Python patrol flag.
Python patrol flag.
Pythona.
With a Python patrol flag.
Exactly. Yeah, she's the driver. She's Admiral Pythona.
Admiral
Pythona and the Python patrol flag.
I think we just made his 2016 convention set for him.
Okay, come on. Everybody didn't answer yet, right?
How about Sky Patrol Terradrome? I want it all chromed out.
Chrome Sky Patrol Terradrome. Well, there you have it. You know, and if any of those things actually happen, just remember you're here at first.
Send hate mail to Gary at whatsontomine.com.
And since funds are unlimited, I want my cut.
That's right. Because they're unlimited.
Well, that will do it for this special edition of the Reading of the JoeCon Brochure. We want to thank Brian and thank Mike and Justin again for trudging through. This is the fourth year we've done this, guys. I can't believe this is the fourth year we've read one of these things.
We're getting old.
So we'll catch you next time for the next special edition of
What's on Joe Mind.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks, see you guys. In Springfield.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
See you there.
Landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate, but don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Ooh, 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 ooh. Don't worry, ooh, 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 ooh. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy.